我们又讨论一些，好不好？请弟兄姊妹们打开提摩太后书第四章。
Before I start talking, please turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4.
让我们来试试看，看提摩太后书第四章第七节和第八节的一部分。
Let's try to sing part of chapter 4, verse 7 and 8.
那个调你大家都很熟的，这个老调。
I'm sure everybody knows the melody.
你这样子唱，那美好的赞，我已经打过了，太高太高，不唱了
，too high。
那美好的赞，我已经打过了，当跑的路。我已经跑进了主圣的道，我已经修足了吃喝有供你的冠冕为我人留。这个第八节头上，因为从此以后太多字太多，所以就唱吃喝，吃喝有供你的冠冕为我人留。
Try to shorten verse 8 because there's too many words and can't fit into the melody.
那美好的赞，我已经打过了，当跑的路，我已经跑进了，所寻的道，我已经修足了，此刻有共你的冠冕为我人留。这个每一句的魅力啊不大好。
Last part is not very good.
是这样子，那美好的赞，我已经打过了。接下来，长跑的路，我已经跑进了。所寻的道，我已经修足了，此刻有公义的冠冕为我存留。好，一起唱，一起唱。那美好的赞，我已经打过了，长跑的路，我已经跑进了。所寻的道，我已经修足了，自有公义的冠冕为我人留。我人留不是我人留，哈哈，是是是是是。那美好的道，我已经打过了。跑的路，我已经跑进了主圣的道，我已经走足了，此刻有公义的冠冕为我人留。可是还有一样子唱，那么我们要改改，因为我们到底还没有。
But we really haven't fought the good race and haven't finished the race and we haven't kept the faith.
So, 让我们这样唱。那美好的赞，我一定要去打，当跑的路，我一定要去跑，所寻的道，我一定要守牢，此刻有公义的冠冕为我存留。是不是敢这样唱？记得吗？第一句说一定要去打，第二句一定要去跑，第三句一定要守牢。OK。那美好的赞，我一定要去打，当跑的路，我一定要去跑，所寻的道，我一定要
主啊，这是我们的诗歌，是也是我们的心愿。愿你自己恩待我们，叫我们真的恳求、打恳、祈祷、恳求到，主啊，就是我们今天早晨能感觉到你与我们同在，叫我们知道。
愿主你怜悯我们，叫我们今天早晨能感觉到你与我们同在，叫我们知道你在那里听我们声音，你在那里引导我们的思想意念，你在那里带领我们进入真理。主，我们需要今日真理，进入真理。我们不需要理论，理论只能叫我们自高自大，唯有你从你那里的亮光能给我们生命和能力。主啊，我们知道你来就是尽量。 就是你教导我们怎样准备自己，建立你，怎样预备自己，做你天国的人才。怎样当心我们自己的言动生活，叫我们在不乱你在我们身上，在尝试一切为我们所预定的计划事落。所以求主你恩待我们，听我们祷告。我们将祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen。 我很高兴昨天晚上，我们的弟兄沈牧师告诉我们，什么叫彼此相爱。
I'm really glad that last night our brother Reverend Chan shared with us what it means to love one another.
我想神引导，好像在神在那引导我们。
See the Lord is leading us this way.
我想弟兄们所说的，好像大多数是怎样，那么我们弟兄像你们所说的是什么。
I feel that what I say is emphasized on the word how and Reverend Chan emphasized on the word why.
What? 昨天我已经讲过，为了要得到彼此相爱，里面我们一定要从头上做起。
I've said that in order to love one another, we should build from the very last floor.
若是说第一层没有建造好的话，第三层就很难建造上去。
If the first floor is not well built, then the third floor cannot be built.
我希望弟兄姊妹们对于信仰基础都能清清楚楚地打好好的根基。I
really hope that brothers and sisters will have a good foundation of faith.
事实上很简单，就是把你的罪弄清楚就是了。Actually,
it's very easy just to make clear your sins before God.
那么这个是一个要改变我们思想的条件。And
this is a condition to ask God to change our mind.
那今天呢，我们要注意第二层。Now
we concentrate on a second floor.
我不知道弟兄姊妹们晓得不晓得主基督所最后的目的是什么。I
don't know whether brothers and sisters know what is the Lord's purpose of salvation.
在《诗书》里面，《中庸》那本书里面告诉我们说，自所先后这件道义。You know
what is first, what is second, that is, that you are, that means you approach the word.
Okay.
Logos.
Okay, if you know what is first and what is second, then you know what you're approaching the word.
The word, yeah, okay.
In other words, and I...
In other words, whatever we do, we should go according to steps. We should know what is first and what is second. If we mix up the orders, then we don't have hope of succeeding. I feel that in my detailed observation of the churches, not only Chinese but also American churches, that they don't know what is the mean and what's the end. They don't understand that the Lord saved us and it is a salvation and not a purpose.
End, means and end.
Oh, it's an end and not a means.
主拯救我们, 他有一个目的在哪里?
The Lord saved us and he has a purpose there.
我们应该把那个目的找到,
we should find a purpose.
那么我们才知道应该怎样前进。
So we know how we should go forward.
如果我们把那个修说或者这个方法当为目的, 那么我们永远得不到目的。
If we use, we take the means or the end as the purpose, then we cannot reach the purpose.
End and purpose should be same way.
Pardon?
End and purpose should be same thing.
Okay, end and purpose should be the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that this is a very important reason why the church cannot grow. Because a lot of churches use the means as the purpose.
Yeah.
换句话说,进了门就不想去进了。
That means after they enter into the room, then they don't go forward anymore.
为了这个缘故,所以现在许多弟兄姊妹们没有盼望。
And that is why a lot of brothers and sisters do not have hope.
我们主学生都知道,如果没有盼望的话,谁高兴每天晚上到一两点钟睡觉,在那里跑书?
We know that,
you've no hope.
There's no hope, then...
As the students won't stay.
Oh, if there's no hope, then students will not stay up late at night to study.
是不是啊,弟兄姊妹们?
Is that right, brothers and sisters?
有多少人真是念到后来生逼力全,这个想想没有办法了,没有办法,要毕业总没有办法。
And after you really weary, you still feel that there's no way I can graduate. So this motivation is very important.
没有推动力,
without motivation, we cannot go forward.
现在在教会里的问题,
and the problem with a lot of churches is that brothers and sisters, after they became Christians, they don't have motivation to go forward.
在他一接受救恩以后,他就想,拿我一切的本分,一切的努力都完毕了,到此为止。
After they accepted Christ, they feel that all I should do, I have accomplished already.
原因是因为他们不知道主耶稣基督救赎最后的目的是什么?
Because they don't understand the ultimate purpose of Jesus Christ's salvation.
我想恐怕我们还是应该从这样开始，让我们看看主拯救我们主基督所的最后目的到底是什么。
We should look at what is the ultimate purpose of the Lord's salvation.
那先请你们看主创造我们的目的是什么。
Then first of all, look at what is the purpose of God creating us.
创世纪第一章，
Genesis chapter 1
28节，
verse 28.
这里圣经告诉我们说，人是有师傅给他们的，他们说要生养众多，遍满治理之地，也要管理海里与空中的呀等等。在这里有治理管理这四个字。
Here it talks about in verse 28 it says, and God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over everything that moves upon the earth. And here the Lord emphasized four words, that is to multiply, to subdue, to have dominion.
Subdue and dominion.
Subdue and dominion.
The
Lord didn't create us because the earth is too empty and wants something to fill it. He has a purpose of creating us. He created us so that we can reign with Him. And this is the purpose of creation. But in chapter 3, it told us that men rebelled against God. And so they lost that kingship. After man lost his kingship, it doesn't mean that God abandoned his plan. So in Psalms chapter
8,
we still see that the Lord's plan is there. David, when inspired by God, talked about the plan of God for men.
第八章第八篇第四节说，别说人最什么，你已经顾念他，世人是什么，你已经顾念，你叫他比天使微小一点，是他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
Chapter 8, verse 4 and 5 said, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou dost care for him? Yet thou hast made him a little less than God, and dost crown him with glory and honor.
荣耀尊贵为冠冕，请记住，这是一个term，这是一个顺语。
This crown with him, crowning him with glory and honor is a term.
什么意思呢?
What does it mean?
以下告诉我们说，就是说派他管理，正处到底去。
And Israel tells us that it is to give them dominion over the works of thy hand.
换句话说，人虽然失去了荣耀尊贵和冠冕，可神的计划当中还是要人得回那个荣耀尊贵和冠冕。
So in other words, it means that although man has lost the crown with glory and honor, the Lord still wants us to get it back.
那么人怎么能得回来呢?
How can man get these things back?
这样子无畏的人，圣经告诉我们说，和罪和罪一样，像水一样的人，怎么可以得回荣耀尊贵和冠冕？
How can man receive back the crown with glory and honor?
感谢主，主有办法。
We thank the Lord because He has a method.
请看希伯来书第二章。
Please turn to Hebrews chapter 2.
他有办法恢复我们失去了的王权。
He's able to get back for us the crown of glory and honor.
希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2.
我想恐怕还是请你多念几行了，请弟兄姊妹从第五节起念到第九节，请你们自己念，好不好？
Please read from verse 5 to 9, please read on your own.
告诉我们说，主耶稣因为受死的苦，得了什么？尊贵荣耀和冠农。He
tells us that because Lord Jesus Christ died for us, that He received glory and honor.
同一个顺语是不是啊？
The same term, isn't it?
在诗篇第八篇告诉我们说，要他要把荣耀、尊贵和冠冕给我们。
In Psalm 8, it says that the Lord wants to give to us the crown of glory and honor.
那么在希伯来书告诉我们，主耶稣基督为我们受了，主耶稣基督受死的苦，所以得回了荣耀、尊贵和冠冕。And
here it tells us that the Lord Jesus Christ suffered death and He received the crown of glory and honor.
他得回荣耀、尊贵和冠冕，不是为自己。He
received back the crown of glory and honor, not for Himself.
我们讲他披下天上的荣耀到世界上来，为了要得回荣耀、尊贵和冠冕，为我们。
We know that He abandoned the glory in heaven to come down to earth so that He can get back the crown of honor and glory for us.
所以第四节告诉我们说，原来那位万物所说为万物所分的，要令许多的儿子进荣耀里去。
So in verse 10, it tells us that for it was fitting that he for whom and by whom all things assist in bringing many sons to glory should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through suffering.
那么在启示录第二十二章告诉我们说，神的最初的计划到了后来，到了最后实现了。
In Revelation chapter 2, it tells us that God's plan is fulfilled.
启示录二十二章第五节。
Revelation chapter 22, verse
5.
And night shall be no more, they need no light of lamp of sun, for the Lord God will be for the light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Here it tells us that they should reign forever and ever, and in the same, in verse 3 tells us that his servants shall worship him, as of the same meaning.
You can translate the worship. Oh yeah, shall worship.
In the Chinese translation, it's translated as serving.
Yeah.
Because these two words are very close. And this is the final plan of the Lord. He was nailed on the cross so that our sins were forgiven. He died and resurrected for us so that we can have his life. These are not purposes, but means. What is his final purpose? He hopes that by giving us the capital, we can start a good business, and so that we can reign with him one day in his kingdom. So today I want to think with you our hope. If somebody asks you, what is the hope of a Christian? It said, I want to go to heaven. That means you don't really understand what is the true meaning of salvation. The true meaning of salvation is not the hope to go to heaven. As Christians, whenever you accept, you have accepted the Lord, then you are part of the kingdom of God. But that does not mean that after you become a Christian, you don't have hope. The Bible tells us that we have hope. But actually this hope is very much emphasized in the Bible. I don't know why the present church tend to discard it. We all know that God is love. But a lot of people don't know that he is also a God of hope. He gave us hope. Romans 15:13 tells us so. Verse 13 said, may the Lord of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. God is a God that gives us hope. By the Spirit, he let us have hope. It means that the Lord looks down from heaven. He saved us.
他登记了我们以后，他就把一种盼望放在我们里面。
After he has saved us, he put a hope into our heart.
那么借着圣灵的能力，叫我们对这个盼望啊，能大大的有盼望。
And by the power of the Holy Spirit, he wants us to abound in love.
换句话说，叫我们每一个人都有这种信心，知道这个盼望一定能成事实。
So that every one of us knows that by faith, we know that this hope will be accomplished.
圣灵运行在我们里面，为了要叫我们。 对他所给我们的盼望，大大的有盼望。
The Holy Spirit dwells in us so that we know that we are bound in hope.
我晓得，若是说一个教会不能给弟兄姊妹有盼望，那个教会就没有前途。
I feel that if a church cannot give brothers and sisters hope, then that church does not have a future.
神是给我们盼望的人。
God is the God that gives us hope.
所以我们要叫神的儿女有盼望。
So we should let the children of God, we have hope.
不但神是盼望的神，圣经也告诉我们，我们的福音也是盼望的福音。
Not only that God is the God of hope, but also that our gospel is the gospel of hope.
那请看哥罗西第一章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1.
第一章23节。
Colossians 1:23.
这里告诉我们说，只要你们在属新的道上恒心，根基稳固，坚定不移，不值得引动，失去福音的盼望。It
says, provided that you continue in faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of gospel which you have heard.
信心，福音是信心的福音。
The gospel is the gospel of hope.
Of 信心, faith.
Oh, of faith.
Yeah. 换句话说，我们要有福音的话，我们要相信。
If we have to have the gospel, then we should have faith.
可是福音并不是停止在信心一方面。
But gospel does not stop at faith.
福音还要前进。
The gospel wants to go forward.
福音也给人盼望。
Gospel also gives people hope.
那可是这里告诉我们，也已经告诉我们说，他说这个福音盼望能失去的。
But it tells us that the hope of the gospel can be lost.
若是我们不当心它，若是我们不 根基稳固，不坚定不移的话呢，那个福音的盼望可能会失去。
We are not steadfast and stable, then this hope of the gospel can be lost.
那么什么是我们的盼望呢？
So what is our hope?
我们现在知道说，从基督一同做王是我们的盼望。
We know that our hope is to reign with Christ.
可是圣经里面用不同的这个字来描写这个盼望。
But in the Bible, it uses all kinds of words to portray this hope.
那举个例子吧，在提督书第一章
，Take for instance in Titus chapter 1，
提督书第一章第二节
，Titus chapter 1 verse
2， 这里告诉我们说，盼望啥？盼望什么？那无谎言的神，这个很奇怪的说法啊。
Here to tell us that the hope of eternal life, God who never lies.
他说这个盼望呢，不会讲谎话的人。
He's a God who will not lie.
就万古以前所应许的永生。
And this is he promised ages ago at the proper time, manifest through the preaching with which I have entrusted to you.
这个盼望并不是由心而得的，这个永生啊，这个永生并不是由心而得的。
This eternal life cannot be.
Cannot
be obtained through faith.
这个永生呢，要有盼望而得的。
This eternal life is obtained through hope.
那这个盼望，这个永生呢，是在万古以前所应许的。
This eternal life has been promised us many ages ago.
我想空，你多少年轻弟兄姊妹们在我们当中，你听见过我告诉你们这个永生。 几个不同的意思。
How many brothers and sisters have heard about my explanation on the different kinds, different meanings of eternal life?
一位。
How many brothers and sisters?
就是一位啊。
Only one?
好，两位。好。那我想我这样说一说。
So I think I should expound on this.
昨天晚上啊，怎么是说？他说，有人说我们全岛人常是这个重复讲道。
I heard Reverend Shen yesterday said that preachers like to repeat themselves.
事实上也并不是为了我们的缘故要重复。
It's not really for ourselves that we want to repeat.
我想你这样子批评太不公道了、啊、
I think、criticizing this way is not very fair.
如果我在自己本教会里面重复又重复，那么应该是批评。
If I repeat in my church over and over again, then I should be criticized.
如果我到这个地方讲这个道，到那个地方也讲这个道，这不叫做重复，这什么叫做重复？
If I preach the same message in different places, then this should not be called repetition at all.
我还有一个感觉。
I have one other feeling.
差不多每不是，若是不是每年的话，或者每半年的话，我出来的时候呢，好像有个特别的信息。
It seems that every time I come out, I have a special message.
那么这个我感觉到这是神要我传的信息，到这个地方我也这么去，到那个地方也这么去。
And this is, I feel that this is the message the Lord wants me to preach, and I preach this in here and there.
因为弟兄姊妹有这个需要。
Because I feel that brothers and sisters have this need.
所以并不是我们没有道可讲的。
It's not that we don't have nothing else to say.
所以我感觉到你这种批评的话太没有思想了。
I feel that this kind of criticism is not profound enough.
因为弟兄姊妹们都需要，比方说，在过去的一年，呀，在去年我出来信息是特别强调这个窄门和宽门。
Last year when I came out, I emphasized especially
broad gate and straight gate.
Oh, broad gate and straight gate.
那么我差不多到了不错地方，我都会讲这个题目。
And everywhere I go, I preach this message.
我也告诉他们说，这个题目或者别的地方是全国了。
I told them that this message has been preached somewhere else.
但是呢，那个题目好像是以我自己个人有的支持一家，别无分别。
It seems that only I specialize in that particular topic.
所以我不传的话，那怎么办？弟兄姊妹们怎么听得到
？If I don't preach that message, then how can brothers and sisters understand it?
你晓得这次出来呀、啊？你晓得我有什么信息带出来
？What do you think is the message that I come with this time?
这次出来我感觉到主要我特别注意这个救恩的三个加的。
And this time I feel the Lord wants me to emphasize on the three meanings of salvation.
Three steps.
The three steps of salvation.
所以我在 Toronto 也全这个星期 ，Boston 也全这个星期 ，Madison 也全这个星期。
So I preach this message in Toronto, in Boston, in Madison.
事实呢，有时候我们出来一次的话，我们都在整理，看看这次神要我带什么信息出去。
Actually, every time I come out, I ask the Lord, "What is the message you want me to bring out this time?"
要昨天晚上神弟兄，我们的弟兄什么事出来，我还不晓得在哪一种这个报纸上看见有人这样子批评，他说什么好像他听了 cassette， 这地方 cassette， 他说这个人这么全，到那另外一个地方 cassette， 人就是这个信息，他说为什么他不这样？弟弟，他来到他只有这个一批道理啊。
It seems that somebody said he heard this message in the cassette and he come over and hear the same over again。
那如果是这样的道的话，我可以告诉你，你今天要我讲四百篇道，我都有每一篇可以不同的告诉你。
I tell you that you want me to preach 400 messages today, I can do it differently.
但是现在是要的，我们不是以我自己能讲多少道，我们是注意的就是弟兄姊妹们要什么。
It's not so much that how much I can preach, but what the brothers and sisters need.
在这里，用这两个字，我不知道弟兄姊妹们念圣经的时候有没有一个问题。
I don't know what the brothers and sisters have encountered problem when they read the two words eternal life.
因为这个永生两字在圣经里面，我们都知道约翰福音第三章十六节信耶稣是永生。
We know that in John 3:16 tells us that whoever believes in the Lord shall have eternal life.
可在新约里面许多地方告诉我们说，那个得永生是要附条件，有条件的。
But in another part of the New Testament tells us that in order to obtain eternal life, we have to pay a price.
恐怕有许多弟兄姊妹从来没有这个留意，从来没有发觉到这个不同的地方。
I'm afraid a lot of brothers and sisters have not realized the difference.
所以这个对于查经一方面，第一要点就是你要懂得怎样观察圣经 observation.
So the most important part of, important part of Bible study is to know how to observe.
事实呢，我想在各处地方引导查经的弟兄姊妹们要注意这一点，你先要懂得怎样。观察圣经
I feel that Bible study leaders should know how to observe the Bible.
平常的时候我们查经查怎么查法呢就根据我已有的知识查
Many a time we follow our own knowledge and we lead the Bible study.
所以你所有的东西都是旧东西都是冷饭
All you have are really cold rice. It's really know how, if you know how to observe, that you can find new things.
那比方就是这个问题啊，这个永生养子这一土鳖也没有了。
Take for instance this word eternal life.
可是有多少弟兄姊妹发现永生至少有四个意思？
How many brothers and sisters know that there are at least four different meanings of eternal life?
你若从来没有发现这个四个不同的意思的话，那当然了，你所在永生两个字上所得的就是四分之一的恩典。
And of course, if you don't understand the four different meanings of eternal life, then the blessing you receive is only 1/4.
所以这里很清楚告诉我们。
Here it tells us explicitly that one kind of eternal life can obtain through hope. This eternal life talked about is different from that of in Romans 6:23. There it tells us that it's a gift from God. And that gift is in Jesus Christ. So if you receive Jesus Christ, then we have eternal life. But it's another kind of eternal life that the Lord has promised us. And there we hope. He has promised us, but we have not obtained eternal life. He wants us to hope so that we can get it.
这也就是在马太福音第七章所告诉我们的那个永生啊，你要进什么门走小路才能得到。
And this is eternal life talked about in Matthew 7, that we have to enter narrow gate in order to obtain it.
这马太福音第七章是直接明明告诉我们说，引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
In Matthew chapter 7, verse 14, tells us that for the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. What is this eternal life? And this, I'm sure you'll know that this is to reign with Christ. How do we know that this is the eternal life that will reign with Christ? Because Matthew 19 tells us so. Please turn to Matthew 19:27-28.
请先念29节。Please read 29 first. It
tells us that if we want to obtain eternal life, we have to pay a price.
是不是啊？不是这么简单，就信耶稣，信耶稣就得了。It's
not as simple as just believing in God, in Jesus.
那么这种是什么永生呢？
What is this eternal life?
那你28节就晓得了。And
in verse 28, you can understand.
28节、29节连在一起的，是不是？
28 and 29 are related, isn't it? This is the thing to sit on the throne.
门徒这么说了以后，门徒问耶稣以后，那我们跟随你到底将来怎么样呢？那耶稣告诉他说，你们要坐在宝座上。
So here it tells us that to sit on a glorious throne and to have eternal life is of the same thing.
I think
verse 29 is the last verse, 30 is of great meaning.
然而有许多在前的将要在后，在后的将要在前。
But many that are first will be last, and the last first.
我看李建东弟兄姊妹昨天提到过，今天的主这样子恩待我们中国的青年人呢，甚至叫我们青年人感觉到在主里面快乐，因为你们是在后的，现在变了在前了。
I feel that a lot of that a lot has really blessed the younger generation of the Chinese Christians. That although you are at the back, but now you are in the front. You are first.
Yeah.
Why?
Because
your foundation is well built. A lot of old members of the church have very bad foundations.
So, 一提到我自己安慰自己，我在教会已经这么多年了，没有关系，没有关系。
They like to comfort themselves, saying that I've been in church for so long, so I should be okay.
有一天他们会找到他们思想错误的。One
day they will realize that their thinking is wrong.
那在这里我自己要提一提。
Here I'd like to mention,
神这样子恩待我们中国青年人为什么？
Why does the Lord really bless the Chinese younger generation so much?
现在千篇一律的说法就是说，大概神要等候中国的青年人回到大陆去传福音。
A lot of people say that, that God may be preparing people to go back to mainland China to preach the gospel.
当然了，他们若是不知道主进入进入最后的目的话，那这个目的，这样子说法是已经尽他们可能的看得见。
Of course, if they don't understand the ultimate purpose of the Lord's salvation, then this is possible.
但是如果我们懂得主最后的目的话，我的看法不同。
But if we really understand the ultimate purpose of Lord's salvation, then my point of view is different.
大陆的门开不开，这是一个问题。
Whether the gospel door of China is open or not is a problem.
我只可以说，除非主逆天而降，叫三辈他们的尊重，像信这么大的神迹，大陆的门永远不会开。
I feel that unless a big miracle happens, the gospel door of China will not be opened.
千万不要讲这种话哦！那这样子说，欺负的难道忘记了我们中国八万万的同胞吗
？But please don't say that the Lord has forgotten the population in China.
神没有忘记他们。
The Lord has not forgotten them.
你们以为你们这么本事，你们去就能把中国改变过来吗
？Do you think you are so smart that when you go back to China, you can change the whole China?
有许多人太野狼自大。可能意味着美国念了几年书，我们要到中国去，把中国整个的中国福音化。
A lot of people thought that they are like a bull saying that they can evangelize China.
请问你在美国你救了几个人
？I want to ask you, how many people have you saved in America?
我告诉你，在美国做主的工作，比在中国至少要四倍的容易。
I want to tell you that to do the Lord's work in America is at least 4 times easier.
10 times
easier as that in China.
所以，若是现在你在美国不能救人，你想到中国去救人，自己骗你自己。
So if you can't save any soul in America and you thought that you can do so in China, then you're deceiving yourself.
有许多年轻的人，正是我们中国人说，就是初生牛都不怕虎。
A lot of people are like young calves; they're not afraid of a tiger.
他以为做工这么容易，那现在在这里，他坐在那里不肯走。他说：“我等候到中国去。”可怜了，装了魔鬼的刀，他们还都不知道。
A lot of people such as sit there in America and do nothing, and thought they can go back in China evangelize.
神把我放在这里，我就在这里做工。
The Lord put me there, and I would do the Lord's work there.
等到神差遣我，我才走。
If the Lord send me back, I'll go.
所以求主怜悯我们，叫我们现在在这里要。
I really pray that the Lord will have mercy upon us that we should learn to serve the Lord here.
那么你会说，那么从这样子圣经，我们中国的年轻人是什么
？So, but why does the Lord really bless the younger generation? For what reason?
我告诉你啊，你若想到这句话，真是叫我要在这里也流泪。
To think about this, I really want to shed my tears before the Lord.
神恩待我们中国人。
The Lord really blessed the Chinese.
他看来看去啊，他看来看去。
Oh, he looked around.
他想想。还是中国人好。
He thought and said, Chinese is good.
还是中国人好。
The Chinese is good.
所以现在他为他国度的人才，他在中国人当中选拣选。
So in order to select people for his kingdom, he selects from the Chinese.
所以弟兄姊妹们，为什么会成为政治良民
？Brothers and sisters, why do you think the Lord to save you?
你在有许多，特别有许多弟兄姊妹，你在台湾、在香港都没有得到救恩。
A lot of brothers and sisters do not receive salvation in Hong Kong or Taiwan.
让你到这里来得到救恩。
But here in America, you receive salvation.
让你到这里来受好教育。
Here, you receive good education.
你也晓得，主的国度里面也需要有好教育的人，你晓得吗
？In God's kingdom, He also needs people who are well educated.
所以主选择你们有一个目的，就希望你们能做他天国的人才。
The Lord selects you so that you can be of help in the kingdom of God.
神的国家若是人才没有预备好，他不能再来。
If the Lord has not prepared enough people in His kingdom of God, then He cannot come again.
所以这个有圣经说，等到新妇预备好了，新郎才能来。
So it tells us that when the bridegroom is ready, then the groom can come.
谁是新妇
？Who is the bridegroom?
那些被神拣选做天国人才的人。
And, then, and, they, and those are the people who are selected for the kingdom of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，请注意这一点。
So brothers and sisters, please remember this point.
不要在那里梦想着要到回到中国去，回到大陆去，回到大陆去。现在你好好的过日子，好好的去训练。
The Lord only thinks of His kingdom.
那所以这里的永生指是在创世以前神所应许过的。
So this eternal life has been promised us before, I mean, many ages ago.
这个永生啊，这个永生，刚才我已经说过了，是不是啊？
This eternal life I mentioned before.
那能失去的。
Oh, this eternal life can be lost.
在哥罗西第一章二十三节用别的名称，可是指的同样的一件事情。
Colossians 1:23 use different words to describe it, but it's of the same meaning.
换句话说，这个永生是神应许给我们的。
That means this eternal life has been promised to us by God.
但是有点条件。
But there's a condition.
若是你不好好保守的话，这个盼望能失去。
If you don't keep it, then this hope can be lost.
若是你能保守这个盼望，
If you are able to keep this hope,
那么你能感觉到有种活力在你里面，
then you can feel a kind of zeal in you.
这个就是彼得前书第一章第三节第四节所告诉我们。
And this is mentioned in First Peter 1:3-4.
那请打开这个圣经。
Please turn to First Peter.
这里说，这里第三节是告诉我们说，主耶稣基督复活。
It tells about the resurrection of Christ.
他的复活对我们有什么关系？
What is the relationship of the resurrection of Christ to us?
我们常注意到主耶稣基督的钉死十字架，获得了复活。
We always say that the Lord is nailed on a cross and resurrected and raised.
And neglected resurrection.
Oh, and neglected the resurrection part.
这里告诉我们，主耶稣基督从死里复活有两件事情。
Here tells us about two things about Christ's resurrection.
他重生我们。
He through resurrection he reborn us.
这点我们都知道。
This we know.
底下一句话我们多少就是忽略了。
But many times we ignore and neglect the.
叫我们有活泼的盼望。
So that we can have hope in Him.
What kind of hope? Hope in Him.Okay.
What verse is it? First?
Verse 3.
Okay. First. Okay, living hope.
Yes.
That we have a living hope in Him.
什么意思呢？叫做活泼的盼望。
What does the living hope mean?
这个意思是这样子，这个盼望能给你一种活力。
This hope has a kind of zeal and life in it.
为什么教会总是死气沉沉？
Why is it the church always seems like very like dead?
就是因为没有那个盼望。
Because it is without that living hope.
没有那个盼望就没有活力在教会当中。
Without a living hope, then there's no enthusiasm in the church.
在这里啊，告诉我们这个哥罗西第一章里面告诉我们，这里这个是什么呢？这个是我们心心我爱心的一种推动力。
And here in Colossians tells us that this is a motivation of love and faith.
那看哥罗西第一章第四节第五节。
Look at Colossians 1:4-5.
他说：“因听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心，并像忠心度的爱心，怎么样呢？只为或者只因了那给你们存在天上的盼望。”
It says, "Because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have for all the saints."Because of the hope laid up for you in heaven.
因为那个在天上的盼望，所以你们在基督里面信心，从像忠心度的爱心就在那里活泼。
Because of the hope laid up for you in heaven, that's why you have a living hope and faith among you.
在这里还有很有味道，这里告诉我们这个盼望是在天上。
And it here tells us that the hope is in heaven.
我们信耶稣说这个永生是在耶稣里面。
The hope that we have is in Jesus Christ.
No, 永生
The eternal life we have is in Jesus Christ.
在这里的一个盼望，或者是这里的永生呢，不是在基督里面，是为我们存在天上。
But this hope is laid up in heaven, as told here.
那么等到主耶稣基督再来的时候，他才把那个福分呢，或者把那个永生带来给我们。
So when Jesus Christ comes again, then He'll bring that blessing or that eternal life to us.
那这是彼得告诉我们的。
Peter tells us so.
彼得前书第一章第十三节。
First Peter chapter 1:13.
这里说，所以要约束你们的心，
凭人之手专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。
It says, therefore, gird up your mind, be sober, let your hope fully upon the grace of, that is coming to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
这里告诉我们是用一个恩字，是主耶稣基督所带来给我们的恩。
He used the word grace, that the grace is bring to us by Jesus Christ.
用这个恩字代替了永生，或者代替了盼望。
And grace replaces eternal life or hope.
那在加拉太书第五章第五节，用了另外一个字代替这一件事情。
Galatians chapter 5, verse 5 uses another word to illustrate this point.
这里说我们靠着圣灵，凭着信心等候所盼望的义。
Here it says, for through the Spirit by faith we wait for the hope of righteousness.
所以这里是用一个义字来描写未来的福分。
Here it uses the word righteousness to describe the grace that we're going to have.
在这里我想我稍微从弟兄姊妹们或者是提醒弟兄姊妹们一下关于圣经里面的字。
Here I'd like to remind brothers and sisters a little bit about the words in the Bible.
我想大多数弟兄姊妹不晓得在圣经里面有些字啊，因为神的启示是前进的，所以这个时代前进的，它的意义加增。
I believe that a lot of brothers and sisters do not know that in the Bible a lot of words because they're progressive.
Revelation.
Okay, because the revelation is progressive.
Mm-hmm.
So the word, the meaning also advances.
Mm-hmm. 那我想就这个例，好像这个字义字义字啊。
I like to take the word righteousness for instance.
这个义字，若是你要晓得这个义字的意思，最初的意思，你要看《申命记》二十五章。
If you want to understand the first meaning of righteousness, then you have to look at Deuteronomy
二十五章
chapter 25,
十五节十六节
verse 15 and 16。
这里中文是这样子翻，当用对准公平的砝码，公平的圣德，这样的耶和华你人所赐你的地上，你的日子就可以长久居住。这个公平两个字啊，原来就是这个公义这个字。义字就是这个义字。
Okay, this word just is actually means righteous.
那么十六节讲得很好啊，他说因为信非义之事的人呢，都是耶和华你认出真物的。意思说，若是你的砝码、你的圣德不公平的话，那就是非义。
So if you are not just, then you are not righteous.
这个什么意思 ？Just， 这个公平两个字。
What does the word just mean？
就是意思说，你的砝码、你的圣德都是叫标准的。
It means that your
weight.
Okay, your weight and your measure is the standard.
Yeah. 这个就是原来的意思。
And this is the original meaning.
神一切事情都有他的这个标准。
The Lord
一切的事情都有他的标准。
Oh, has his own standard in everything.
如果我们达到他的标准，那个就是公义。
If we can reach his standard, then that is righteousness.
所以你得看了二十四章十三节。
Please turn to 24:13.
这里有一件事情呢，如果他们这样子的话，就达到了神的标准。
Said if you do something, then you will reach that standard.
他说：“流落的时候，总要把那当得还他，是他用哪件衣服盖着睡觉，他就为你祝福。这在耶和华你神面前就是你的义了。”
Says when the sun goes down, you shall restore to him the pledge that he may sleep in his cloak and bless you, and shall be righteous to you before the Lord your God.
那这是讲到细则的问题，黑细则 detail.
Here it tells about details.
那这个原则还是在《申命记》第六章里面能看见。
The principle can be found in Deuteronomy chapter 6.
申命记第六章二十五节告诉我们说
，Chapter 6:25 tells us，
我们若叫耶和华我们神所吩咐的一切诫命遵守遵行，这就是我们的义了。
It says, and it will be righteousness for us if we are careful to do all this commandment before the Lord our God as He has commanded us.
那这个就是说一切的事情都有标准，你到哪个标准，这个就是义。
It means that everything has a standard, and if you can reach that standard, then you are righteous.
神的话当然一切的神的话都是标准的。
And of course the Lord's word is the standard.
所以若是你能
So if you can keep the Lord's word, then you have attained righteousness.
若是懂得这一点，那么你你诗篇的时候，或者你别的章节的时候，有的时候说要写公义的祭，你就懂了。So if you understand this,
and you, if you read Psalms or other parts of the Bible, then you understand what it means to offer the sacrifice of righteousness.
我从前是念的是不懂什么叫公义的祭怎么样，祭嘛当然是公义的了。
Before I couldn't understand because I thought sacrifice must be righteous.
我甚至说圣经说要写公义的祭。
I don't understand why the Bible tells us that we should offer the sacrifice of righteousness.
等到我了解这个意思以后才知道了，有些祭物在那里写不叫标准的。
And now I understand that sometimes sacrifice being offered is not righteous.
所以呢，人在圣经的劝勉里面说，你们要献那个标准的祭物。
And then and the Lord reminded the people that they should offer sacrifices that are up to stand that up to the standard.
难怪大卫在承认他罪以后，他说：“那是你不喜爱公义啊。”
That's why David, after his confessed sin, says that he offered his sacrifice of righteousness.
Yeah. 换句话说，你若是不承认你自己罪的话，你所献的祭是不标准的。
In other words, it means if you don't confess your sins, then the sacrifice you offer is not righteous.
你一定要承认你的罪，拿承认你的罪，拿你所的所献的祭啊，才能成为公义的祭。You
must first of all confess your sins before the sacrifice you offer can be righteous.
那这叫我们想到马太福音第五章告诉我们说，说耶稣说，若是你想起有什么事情得罪人呢，你最好把祭物留在祭坛前面，先去从拿轮壶好。
It says in Matthew chapter 5 that if you're offering before the altar and you remember that you have something wrong, you have wronged your brother, then you go and apologize before you come back and offer. So that you come back to the altar and offer because by doing so, then your sacrifice is righteous.
这个字啊, 一直来都是有标准的意思。
And this offering has a standard.
这个字,
oh, this word,
word yeah.
has a standard.
但是到了以赛亚的时候啊，这个字的意思就加增了。But
in this Isaiah, the meaning of the word enhanced.
那请看以赛亚51章。Please
turn to Isaiah 51.
以赛亚51章第五节。Isaiah
51 verse 5.
这里说，我的公义临近，我的救恩发出。
Here it says, My deliverance draws near speedily, my salvation has gone forth.
在第八节,
Verse
8. 第六节, 第六节下一半,
Verse 6, the latter part.
唯有我的救恩永远长存, 我的公义也不,
But my salvation will be forever, and my deliverance will never be ended.
第八节下一半,
8, the latter part.
唯有我的公义永远长存，我的救恩直到万代。
But my deliverance will be forever, and my salvation to all generations.
56章第一节。
56 verse 1.
下半，因我的救恩临近，我的公义将要显现。
It says, For soon my salvation will come, and my deliverance be revealed.
那这些地方都告诉我们说，到了以赛亚的时候啊。 这个公义发展到有救恩的意义。
And here in Isaiah tells us that the word righteous developed into a meaning of salvation.
若是你懂得这一点，就才懂得罗马书第四章告诉我们说，怎么说怎么得救的事情怎么说？罗马书第四章，心里相信怎么样？诚意，口里承认。 那你懂了吧？啊，因为这个公义和救恩同意义。So
if you only if you can tie the word righteousness and salvation together, you understand what it said in Romans 10 that if you confess the Lord, then you are righteous.
到但以理的时候，那个字啊，再加上意思。
In Daniel, the word enhances meaning again.
请看但以理第四章。Please
turn to Daniel chapter 4.
27节。
27.
那这个希伯来诗歌有一样好，就是能帮助我们能明白，明白真理。
I feel that the Hebrew poetry can help us to understand the truth.
因为常常是上联同下联，上联如果是不同的话，你根据下联你可以了解上一半下一半。
If you understand, if you understand the first part, then you can still understand the second part.
有时候第一部分解释第二部分，第二部分解释第一部分。
Sometimes the first part explains the second part, and vice versa.
但是第四章二十七节，你看啊。
Daniel 4:27.
他说：“王啊，求你原谅我的谏言，以施行公义，断绝罪恶。公义什么意思呢？那在底下说，以怜悯穷人，除掉罪业。”
It says, "Therefore, King, let my counsel be acceptable to you. Break off your sins by practicing righteousness, and your iniquities by showing mercy to all the oppressed, that there may perhaps be a lengthening of your tranquility."
所以在单一的时候，这个公义这个字啊，已经也发展到好事的意思，行好事。
In Daniel, the word righteousness and extend its meaning to doing, performing good deeds.
为了这个缘故，所以在马太福音第六章
，and because of this reason, in Matthew chapter 6
看看马太福音第一章啊，第六章第一节。
Look at Matthew chapter 6 verse 1.
你们要小心，不可将善事行在人的面前。
Beware of practicing your piety before men.
Beware of practicing your piety. Yeah. 那这个字善事两个字，在这个西乃古卷同这个 Vatican 的古卷里面，不是善事，是公义。
In old scrolls, the piety is not piety, but righteousness.
为什么缘故呢？
Why?
因为这个公义和善事到了新约的时候有同样的意思了。
Because righteousness and piety bears the same meaning when it comes to the New Testament.
那么到了这个加拉太第六章第五章五节呢？
In Galatians chapter 5, verse 5,
这个意思甚至发展到这个将来主耶稣基督这一类的荣耀讲到。
And here it mentions of the, it's related to the coming, the glorious coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在这里说，等候所盼望的义。
So it says here, wait for the hope of righteousness.
这是什么意思呢？
What does it mean here?
这个意思啊，事实呢，这个意思啊，在以赛亚的是已经有一点，不过是不大明显就是了。
This meaning actually is already revealed in Isaiah, but it's not so clear then.
请看以赛亚又是二章。
Please turn to Isaiah 26.
62章 62. Oh,
sorry, 62. Excuse me.
以赛亚六十二章第一节、第二节很好。
Isaiah 62:1-2.
那第一节告诉我们说，公义和救恩同意义的。
It says that righteousness and salvation are of the same meaning.
第二节告诉我们说，公义发展到了一个新的意义。
And second verse tells us that that righteousness has been extended to a new meaning.
那个公义啊，那你看，列国必见你的公义，列王必见你的荣耀。
Here it says the nations shall see your vindication and all the kings your glory.
所以这里啊，公义发展到荣耀的意思。
And here righteousness has been extended to the meaning of glory.
那么在加勒泰第五章第五节告诉我们说，盼望所等候所盼望的义是盼望什么？就是等候所盼望的荣耀。
In Galatians chapter 5 tells for the hope of righteousness, and that is the glory of the Lord.
那我希望弟兄姊妹们留意啊，留意圣经里面的字。
I really hope that our brothers will pay great attention to the words in the Bible.
神的启示
是前进的。The Lord's revelation is progressive.
所以他所用的字也是在那前进的。
And the words he used also advances.
平常的时候我们所听见的，那现在对于这个义字的解释在教会里面有几种。第一种就是说，义就把这个保罗书信的诚意啊，解释一切的义。
And in the Bible, in the church, there are a few explanations of the word righteousness. And one meaning is to use
Paul's epistle,
and say whatever Paul talks about righteousness.
Yeah.
Justification. And so they say that whatever the word righteousness is found in the Bible, then it has the meaning of justification.
第二种呢，他们比较对圣经知识比较好一些。
And second kind of people, they have a better knowledge of the Bible.
他们才发现说，这个义啊，在旧约和福音书里面不是诚意的义。这个诚意的意思在保罗的书信里，旧约和福音书里面的义啊，等于中国这个韩语这个原道篇里面所说的形而一致，都 right。
They found that in the Old Testament and in the Gospel books, the word righteousness means
to do right. Yeah. 你晓得韩语原来片里面叫做告诉我们的仁义理智啊，什么叫做义？那么什么叫做仁义？就是不爱之为仁。 Love everybody that is Ren.
Oh,
that is Ren's way.
Okay. To love everybody that's Ren.
Then, 行为的义字义字为义. So, do right means E.
Okay. To do right means E or righteous. Why? Just let's turn to Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章第六节
Chapter 1 verse 6
他们二人在神面前都是义人，怎么就叫做义呢？那真信主一切的加冕礼仪，没有可指责的。
And they were both righteous before God. Why were they righteous? Because they walked in all the commandments and the ordinances of the Lord blameless.
所以这些圣经能告诉我们说义的在旧约和福音里面的定义。
And here it tells us the meaning of righteousness in the Old Testament and the Gospel books.
可是等到保罗书信的时候，那个诚意进来了。But
in the epistles of Paul, the meaning of justification comes in.
好，我想这好像是这个，这是略微的讲，同学们你们稍微提一提啊。
I just want to remind you of these things.
好，让我们回到盼望第一节里吧。Let's
go back to hope.
我想呢，这样子的话，我也不就再多解释这个盼望，我们的盼望到底怎么样。
So I'll not go into too great detail of the explanation of hope.
那现在我想也讲讲，就是怎样我们才能保守那个盼望。
Now I want to talk about how we can keep that hope.
怎样我们能保守那个福音的盼望。
How can we keep the hope of the gospel?
哥罗西第一章23节告诉我们。
Colossians 1:23 tells us.
哥罗西第一章23节，Colossians 1:23。这里说，只要你们在属新的道上恒心，根基稳固，坚定不移，不致被引动，失去福音的盼望。
It says, provided that you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast. Not shifting from the hope of the gospel which you have heard.
请注意这个小字，小字所原文是什么？
Please look at the little words. What does the little word say?
原文是什么？
What does the original word say?
离开.
It means to be away from.
换句话说，这个盼望是你的。
It means that hope is yours.
那么现在你要想法子保守保着保持它。
You have to think of some way in order to keep it.
你若是不保持它，这个盼望我能失去。
If you don't keep it, then hope this hope can be taken away, can go away.
当然，撒旦很欢喜，很高兴，能看见你这个福音的盼望能失去。
Of course, Satan is very pleased to see that your faith, that your hope can be lost.
就为这个缘故，为什么有些人到了起初的很好，后来这个失去了信心。
And that is why some people are very good at the beginning, but then they lost faith.
后来这个不信的恶行为进来。
Or some of those who don't believe comes in.
那么希伯来书第三章告诉我们说，不信的恶行进来以后呢，就能把永生的神离弃了。
In Hebrews 3 it says that some people can abandon the glorious God, eternal life.
Yeah. 为了这个缘故啊，所以希望弟兄姊妹们留意。
For this reason, I ask brothers and sisters to pay special attention.
这就是我们所要打的仗。
And this is the battle that we have to fight.
打什么仗呢？
To fight against whom?
就是我们要保持神所给我们的信心。
That we have to keep that faith that the Lord has given us.
所以当你听见有些能摇动你信心的信息，那不要稀奇。 这个词，圣经告诉我们了，有东西为了摇动你的信心，为了引你们离开你所信的。
Please don't be afraid if you hear things that will shift you away from the hope you have or the faith you have.
这个就是为什么有些年轻的弟兄姊妹们从香港、台湾到了美国以后，他失去了信心。
And that's why some brothers and sisters, after they came to America from Hong Kong, Taiwan, lost their faith.
所以他们就失去了他们的福音的盼望。
And they lose their hope of the gospel.
There's a story that is told me by Wang Mingdao, and I still remember it.
他告诉我们说，他说有这么一件事情，在北平呢有许多的这个胡同啊，胡同叫巷，胡同呢叫做可得胡同，可得胡同什么意思呢？就是 dead end lane.
In painting, there are a lot of dead end lanes.
在这个可得胡同的底里面，住了一家人家。
In at the end of the dead end lane, there lives a family.
那个家的主人是一个学校里面的体育教员。
the one of the members of the family is a physical education teacher.
所以他的身体很好的，他能打拳的。And
she he's very healthy.
那么在这个胡同的口上啊，有一家人家住在哪里？
And there is another family.
Yeah, at the entrance of the lane.
Oh, at the entrance of the lane.
他家里养了一只很大的狗。
And in the house there is a big dog.
那么那个狗啊非常坏。
The dog is very bad.
他有时候看见人呢，他会不但是飞那个轮，他有时候并且会咬人。
That dog will not only bark at people, but sometimes will bite.
有一天那个体育教育出来的时候，那个狗啊不识相，也想咬他。
One day the physical education teacher passed by and he
tried to attack him. 那么你晓得这个体育教育他是打他学过功夫的，所以给他一脚啊，那个狗是跳了几丈远。
And that physical education teacher he kicked the dog and the dog was thrown away.
这个体育教育有个小孩子。
This teacher has a child.
他正好在那里等这个幼稚园。
He was in the kindergarten.
所以每天他上学的时候呢，他也就带他上幼稚园。
So every day when he goes to school, he'll bring his child to the kindergarten.
那么当然，上个狗是这么坏的一只狗，因为有爸爸在那里，这个小孩子就没有问题。
But this dog is so bad. But whenever the child is accompanied by the father, then it's no problem.
有一天，他们一同出去，一同回来。
Every time they go out together and come back together.
有一天呢，他回来的，他们回来的时候，快要到家，快要到那个胡同门口的时候呢，你晓得这不平呢，有许多这个买东西的人呢，就买东西的人就摆在地上卖。
When they were coming back and at the entrance of the lane, there was some people selling things on the floor.
那么在北平有一种这个农民的糖球，就是说用糯米做的，外面有这个糖在那里的，这个看起来很好看，也很甜的啊。
It's kind of special food in Beiping, sold by these people.
Stick rice
okay.
bowl.
Oh, a stick rice bowl and wrapped
with
honey.
With syrup, yeah, honey, okay. 那么他的爸爸常告诉他说，家上这些东西啊都很脏的，有灰尘的，你不好吃啊。
And the father always tells his child that she shouldn't eat these things because they're dirty.
那女子爸爸这么讲，小孩子好奇心，他说你怎么不好吃？这东西这个很好嘛，怎么不好吃的？
The child was wondering all the time why these things are not good because they seem very tasty.
可是他知道，若是同爸爸一同做的话，爸爸一定不准他买的。
He knows that whenever he comes back with the father, the father will not allow him to buy.
所以他那一天故意只做得很慢。
So that day he deliberately fell behind.
那个爸爸也因为每天总是他跟他走的，所以他也不顾着他。The
father thought that every day the child followed him, so he didn't really look back.
所以他就管自己走，那么小孩子看爸爸越走越远了，他就赶快拿被给钱这个卖糖卖这个糯米糖球的人呢，拿了一个糖球就咬了。And
this child, when he saw that the father was far away, went to that person and he got one of those sticky rice honey.
他就把它三颗两咽的吞下去。
And he ate it.
那么等到他这样子吃完以后嘛，已经同爸爸相差相当的距离了。
And after eating, he's very far away from the father.
所以他的爸爸快要进到这个门口，自己家里门口的时候，他正好进到这个第一个这个家的门口。
So when the father was when went back already arrived at the house at their house, he was at the entrance of the lane.
那么这个狗看见了，今天是我的机会了。
The dog saw this child and said, "Today is my chance."
你的爸爸没有在这里，那今天我不不。
我不咬你一口呢，我不是狗了。
And the dog said, "You are not with a father today, and if I don't bite you, I'm not a dog."
所以他就冲出来，把他咬了一口。
And he went forward and bit this child.
等到这个小孩子叫起来的时候，爸爸回头一看，已经给狗咬了。
When this child yelled and the father looked back, he was already bitten by the dog.
他告诉我们说，就是说呢，我们要紧紧地跟随主啊。
And it tells us, the story tells us that we should follow the Lord closely.
那个糖企鹅是好吃的。
That honey ball is very tasty.
并且好看的。
It's very nice looking too.
可是有多少的人因为贪拿一点点的糖企鹅，你离开了主以后，你跟魔鬼咬了一口。
But many a time, because we're greedy of the honey ball, then we are away from the Lord and we are bitten by Satan.
所以同样的，这个盼望我们要好好在主里面保守。
So in the same way, we should really keep this hope in the Lord.
不要让这些事情引动我们，叫我们失去了福音的盼望。
Please don't let these things shift you away from the hope of the gospel.
在罗马书15:14告诉我们
，Romans 15:14 tells us that
怎样我们可以保持这个盼望
？How we can keep this hope？
罗马书15:14
，Romans 15:14。
在这里啊，罗马15:13
，Romans 15:13。
这节圣经我们刚才看过了，是不是
？We have already read this gospel, right？
借着圣灵能力，叫我们大有盼望。
By the power of the Holy Spirit, we may abound in hope。
那么看看第四节告诉我们说，我们一方面应该怎么样
？And first thing。
就是第四节，15第四节。
Look at
15:54。这里说，从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的，教我们因圣经所生的论理和安慰可以得个盼望。
For it says, for whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that by steadfastness and by the encouragement of the scriptures we might have hope.
这节圣经告诉我们为什么我们要念圣经。
Here tells us why we should read read the Bible.
圣经能给我们论理安慰，叫我们可以得到盼望。
The Bible can give us steadfastness and encouragement, so that we can have hope.
弟兄姊妹们，我想今天我只能到这里为止。我明天要稍微提一两点很要紧的这个条件，为了要叫我们能保守我们的盼望。
Brothers and sisters, I should stop here, but I'd like to mention one or two very important points in order that we can keep our faith.
Yeah, tomorrow. I will mention tomorrow.
Oh, Reverend Lin will do this tomorrow.
所以求主恩待我们，叫我们看见弟兄姊妹，我们今天活在世界上是为了等候哪个盼望。
Brothers and sisters, we should realize now that but living on earth today, we are to wait for that hope.
那个盼望是那从来不讲谎话的神所应许的。
That hope has been promised by the Lord who never lies.
你信不信，不能影响他那个应许。
Whether you believe or not will not affect the promise at all.
你不信，你自己吃亏。
If you don't believe, then it's your business.
若是你能信的话，靠主的恩典能保守你的盼望，那你的盼望就不至于失去。
If you believe, then by the Lord's grace, you can keep your hope and your hope will not be lost.
那我在别的地方也提过这件事情，我想我现在再提一提。
I've mentioned this thing somewhere else, but I'd like to mention it once again.
有一次，一个年轻的传道人向我叹苦。
It was one time a young preacher complained to me.
他说他的教会的弟兄姊妹总是不爱主。
He said that the brothers and sisters in his church do not love the Lord.
他们对主的事情总是不肯侍奉。
They are willing to put their time to serve the Lord.
祷告会他们总是不肯来。
They don't want to come to prayer meetings.
所以我告诉他，我说弟兄，你有没有弟兄姊妹们的盼望
？I said, brother, did you give hope to your brothers and sisters?
他说什么盼望
？Said what kind of hope?
我甚至清楚告诉我们说，我们信主有盼望，你有没有给他盼望
？I said the Bible tells us explicitly that after we believe the Lord, we have hope. Did you give him hope?
他说你是不是指的主耶稣基督这类讲的
？He said, did you believe? Are you saying the hope? Talking about the hope in Jesus Christ?
Coming back of
Jesus Christ.
我是啊。
I said yes.
他说这个事情他是一个人一个利益啊。Everybody has his own idea.
Oh, it said everybody has his own idea about this thing.
我说弟兄。
I said brother.
我说多年以前我也像你一样。
So brother, many years ago, I'm like you.
我以为自己是有教育的人。
I said I'm a well-educated person.
不相信这些事情。
I don't believe in things like this.
等到有一天主恩待我，叫我看见了这个亮光。
But one day when the Lord showered His grace upon me and enlightened me to see this thing,
我才知道我何等愚昧无知。
And I realized how ignorant I am.
所以我说弟兄，除非你。我说弟兄，我感觉到你要在神面前祷告，同声说神啊，请你让我看见盼望的亮光。
I said, brother, you should pray and let and ask the Lord to let you see the light of hope.
我说你若是没有看见那个亮光的话，就是去讲还是一种理论呢、啊、
？I said, if you don't see that light yourself, then even if you talk, it's only a theory.
你要自己看见，那么你能告诉别人真理。
You have to see it yourself, then before you can tell other people.
我说除非你给弟兄姊妹盼望，不然的话你教会就没有前途。
I said unless you give brothers and sisters hope then or else there will be no future in your church.
后来我听见他开始去读这一类的信息。
And afterwards I heard that he has been preaching this kind of sermons.
我不晓得他有没有看见这个真理，或许他就是因为感觉到这个重要，他就这么讲了。
I don't know whether he had really seen this truth himself or whether he thought it's important and he preached on it.
所以今天弟兄姊妹们，你有没有看见你的盼望？
Dear brothers and sisters, today have you seen your hope?
若是你没有看见盼望，今天就是听了，对于你这个盼望对你还是没有什么影响。
If you have not seen this hope, then although you have heard a lot about this hope today, it still will not remain in your mind.
我感觉到你，若是你看见了，好；若是没有看见的，应该从主啊开我眼睛，叫我能看见这个盼望。
I feel that you have seen it very good. If you have not seen it, then you ask the Lord to help you.
等到你一看见这个盼望以后，我相信。你的思想，你的感觉，你对主的态度，你对教会的态度，你对弟兄姊妹们的态度都能改变。
I'm sure that after you have seen this hope, then your attitudes and everything will change.
你应该看见这个盼望，好像你当时看见了救恩一样。
You should see this hope as if you have seen salvation in the original at the beginning.
我相信今天在这里大多数弟兄姊妹们，你们信耶稣，因为你们看见了救恩，是不是？
I'm sure that a lot of brothers and sisters received the Lord because you have seen salvation.
若是你没有看见的话，那是迷信。
If you have not seen salvation, then it's mere superstition.
事实你若是没有看见的话，我也不相信今天你会在这里。
And I feel that you have not seen salvation, you won't be here today.
你也应该看见你的盼望，好像你看见救恩一样。
You should also see your hope as you have seen your salvation.
所以这个是前进的救恩。
This is a progressive salvation.
愿主怜悯我们。
We pray that the Lord will have mercy upon us. We pray.
好吗？弟兄姊妹们，你自己有没有看见这个盼望
？Dear brothers and sisters, have you seen this hope?
没有看见的话，应该同主说，老实同主说，主啊，怜悯我，可怜我，开我眼，叫我看见。
You have not seen this hope, then you should be honest before God and ask Him to be merciful upon you and let you see this hope.
哦，主啊，主啊，主啊，求你怜悯我，叫我能看见。慈爱的主啊，你知道我们的心，你也知道弟兄姊妹们的心，你的真理都是客观的，除非你光照我们，我们没有法子可以看见。若是我们没有法子看见的话，若是我们没有看见的话，我们就没有哪一种信心。我们没有哪一种信心的话，在这方面真理我们就没有能力。主啊，怜悯我们，你恩待我们，叫我们看见了你的救恩。愿你今天也叫我们看见我们的盼望。你告诉我们是借着圣灵能力大有盼望。哦，主啊，怜悯我们，多少的时候我们毫无盼望，所以我们的灵命是这样子的迟钝。我们对你总是好像发不起热心。求主你怜悯我们，叫我们看见我们的盼望。主啊，你在创始以前，在万古以前，你已经给我们预备了。
是的，主。
你也告诉我们说，你不撒谎的。你不是你预备了，你也不想拿回去的。
是的，主。
可是若是我们不支取的话，我们有什么恩典？你有什么办法呢？
是的，主。
主啊，怜悯我们，叫我们能支出，叫我们能支出你在万古以前为我们所预备的永生。
是的，主。
亲爱的主，请你教导我们， 叫我们知道如何借着你自己话得到润泪和安慰，来保守你所给我们盼望。我们特别感谢你主啊，你这样子恩待我们中国的弟兄姊妹们，我们实在感觉到不配，就我们什么都不配，但是你今这样子恩待我们，看重了我们，今天在那里选召天国的人才。主啊，感谢你，赞美你。当我们想到这一点的时候，我们除了感谢以外还有什么话说呢？愿主你怜悯我们，叫我们不能让你失望。我们知道你的国度等着要再来，可是人才没有预备好，心腹还没有预备好，新郎没有法子再来。主啊，求你怜悯我们，叫我们能靠你的恩典，能成就你在我们身上的愿望，叫我们每一个人都能在你面前生生积极的过日子，让你在我们身上所预备的不久就能成就，这样子不久你的国家就可以降临。哦，主啊，带领我们，我们把这次聚会都交在你手中，求主你一步一步地引导我们进入真理的心处。
是的，主。
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen, Amen。
这是信诚中国教会免费出借和低价出售。